My name is Shaji Kumar. I'm a professor of medicine at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm here live at the annual American Society of Hematology meeting in San Diego. What I would like to do today is to discuss four abstracts from this meeting that represent some exciting new drugs for patients with multiple myeloma. The first one I would like to talk about are two abstracts that deals with venetoclax, a new drug that is being investigated in treatment of relapsed multiple myeloma. Now, the BCL2 family of proteins are involved in preventing the cells from dying, and these are often responsible for cells not responding to chemotherapy and other treatment agents. Venetoclax is a selective inhibitor of the BCL2 molecule, and in the laboratory, it clearly shows efficacy against myeloma cells both by itself and in combination with other drugs such as bortezomib and dexamethasone. There were two clinical trials that were designed based on the initial encouraging results that were seen in the laboratory. The first one looked at venetoclax as a single agent. 66 patients were enrolled into a phase 1 trial that looked at venetoclax as a single agent. Now, the patients had to have at least one prior line of therapy and should have had relapsed multiple myeloma. What we found in this study was that the drug was very well tolerated. Adverse events were primarily related to hematological toxicity and could be managed with dose modifications. The second main common group of side effects that we saw was gastrointestinal toxicity, primarily nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And none of these toxicities were grade 3 or 4, and they were easily managed again with dose modifications and symptomatic management of the side effects. None of these toxicities were long-standing. There were no dose-limiting toxicity, and no patients went off study because of the side effects related to the medication. In terms of efficacy, we saw a 20% overall response rate, including a 15% very good partial response rate among the 66 patients who were enrolled on the study. The median duration of response was about 10 months, and the median time to progression was about 2.6 months in this trial. What was particularly interesting from this phase 1 study was the response that we saw in a subgroup of patients with translocation 11-14. Now, in the laboratory, we have always knew that patients with 11-14 translocation had high levels of BCL2 and low levels of BCL-XL, another member of the BCL2 family protein which prevents cells from going into apoptosis. So what we saw in the 11-14 patients was that these patients had a 40% overall response rate to the single agent venetoclax, which was quite striking. What was even more striking was when we looked at the subgroup of patients who were 11-14, which were about 30 in number. The patients who actually had a high levels of BCL2 and low levels of BCL-XL by doing PCR on the tumor samples, that subgroup actually had an 85% response rate. This raises the possibility that we could now have a drug in myeloma that is selected based on a particular biomarker. Even more important is the fact that this efficacy that we saw was with single-agent venetoclax and also opens up the possibility of adding this drug to other drugs that we currently use in the clinic. So along those lines, in particular, the combination with bortezomib is of great interest. Now, in the laboratory, we have seen that when you combine venetoclax with bortezomib, there is a significant enhancement of the ability to destroy myeloma cells. What we have seen in the laboratory is that bortezomib can actually decrease the levels of MCL1, which is another member of the BCL2 family of anti-apoptotic proteins. So by simultaneously decreasing the MCL1 levels by using the bortezomib and decreasing the BCL2 levels by using venetoclax, we are able to cause substantial death among the myeloma cells. So phase 1 trial looked at escalating doses of venetoclax and bortezomib in patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. What we saw in the study was, again, the adverse event profile was quite favorable. The most common side effects we saw were again related to hematological toxicity such as neutropenia and thrombocytopenia. We also saw some gastrointestinal toxicity similar to what we saw with venetoclax alone. We also saw some toxicities which are ascribed to the bortezomib such as peripheral neuropathy. Overall, the toxicity profile was very manageable with dose modifications and symptomatic therapy. In terms of efficacy, The overall response rate was almost 68%. In particular, if you look at the subgroup of patients who had 1 to 3 prior lines of therapy and were not refractory to bortezomib, the response rate was over 90% in that group of patients. Now, when you think about the data in the similar groups of patients who were treated with bortezomib and dexamethasone, what we saw here was substantially higher than what we would have expected from the control group of recently concluded phase 3 trials. So it is clear in the clinic that we are seeing findings that are consistent with what we saw in the laboratory. The median duration of response was almost 10 months, and the median progression-free survival was in excess of 12 months. Again, suggesting that the responses that we saw with this combination are fairly durable. Now, this combination raises two possibilities. Obviously, one, it increases the possibility that venetoclax can be successfully combined with proteasome inhibitors to have significant efficacy in this disease. But it also raises the possibility that we could potentially combine venetoclax with a variety of other myeloma drugs that are currently being used in the clinic. Again, increasing the options for patients with multiple myeloma. So in summary, we are looking at a very exciting drug that could translate to a biomarker-driven therapy in multiple myeloma, and one that could actually be combined with a variety of drugs to make those drugs work even better. Now, the third drug that I would like to talk about today, or the third abstract that I would like to talk about today, is a drug called GSK2857916. Now, this is an exciting drug. It's a monoclonal antibody against a protein called BCMA, or a B-cell maturation agent, that is present on the surface of plasma cells. Now, it is fairly unique in terms of its expression on the myeloma cells or in general plasma cells, so it can be categorized as a fairly targeted therapy for the myeloma cells. What this drug does is that the antibody is actually conjugated to a toxin called monomethyl auristatin F, which what we often refer to as a payload. And what happens when your patients receive therapy with this molecule is that the antibody allows this drug to be directed towards the myeloma cells. The antibody binds to the myeloma cell, and the drug conjugate is then released and internalized into the myeloma cell, which then undergoes the cell death. What was seen in the clinical trial, which was a small, relatively small phase 1 study looking at increasing doses of the GSK drug, clearly demonstrated that it can be efficacious. We saw one patient with a very good partial response, and three patients with a partial response, and one patient with a minor response. Now, considering how relapsed and refractory these patients were going into the trial, these responses are very encouraging, and the trial is proceeding to larger trials. Now, the adverse event profile was very favorable as well. The majority of the side effects that were seen were related to some of the infusion itself. Chills and fevers were fairly common. In particular, there were some eye symptoms that were seen also with this drug combination, which we believe is related to the toxin that is bound to the antibody. So again, there's a lot of interest in immunotherapy in myeloma. There are exciting monoclonal antibodies that are being introduced for treatment of myeloma, such as daratumumab. However, this particular drug raises the possibility of even further enhancing the antibody therapy by conjugating that with a toxin, which we believe will have a more effective way of reducing the tumor cells. The last drug that they want to talk about is something called selinexor. Now, there are two studies being presented at this meeting with selinexor and selinexor combination. The first one I would like to talk about is the selinexor being used as a single agent or in combination with dexamethasone. Now, the way selinexor works, it's a nuclear transport protein inhibitor. So a lot of the proteins that are being transferred outside of the nucleus can be inhibited by inhibiting this transport of protein using selinexor. And what has been seen in the laboratory is that selinexor can kill a wide variety of cancer cells by inhibiting a basic mechanism of nuclear transport. The toxicities that were seen in this phase 1 study was predominantly hematological toxicity, so we saw thrombocytopenia as well as neutropenia. And there was also non-hematological toxicity, predominantly GI toxicity like nausea, anorexia, and vomiting, as well as some weight loss. Now, all these toxicities could be managed with dose modifications or with symptomatic management, and most patients were managed to stay on therapy. And the most common reason why patients went off study was because of disease progression. Now, the overall response rate in this study was about 21%, including a very good partial response of 5%. And the overall survival was 9.3 months with a progression-free survival of about 2.1 month. Now, the responses when they happened was reasonably durable with a median duration of response of about 5 months, which is important because these are a group of patients who are very refractory. Out of the 79 patients who were enrolled on this study, 40 patients were refractory to all four drugs, which lenalidomide, pomalidomide, bortezomib, and carfilzomib, and 31 patients were penta-refractory, meaning refractory to all these four drugs and also to daratumumab. So these are patients who really don't have a lot of treatment options, and this drug clearly demonstrates a clinical benefit. Now, this drug has also been combined with carfilzomib and bortezomib, and both those results are also looking very encouraging at this point.